Hello, dear listeners. My name is Andrei. I'm a third-year student of the Lublin Institute of Pharmacy, Sechenov University. Now, I will tell you about how, for the first time in the conditions between students and university staff, a program for advanced training, collection and disposal of medical and pharmaceutical waste was developed. This program has been successfully implemented at Sechenov University. In general, the topic of utilization of medical and pharmaceutical waste is topical. For example, in 2023, 3.5 billion tons of medical waste were generated in Russia. Mostly pharmaceutical waste is primary and secondary packaging of salt medicines, of which 5.3 billion were dispensed in 2023. In this regard, it's important to educate medical and pharmaceutical students about the proper disposal of waste of different classes and the careful treatment of the environment. Future doctors and pharmacists will need this knowledge in their professional activities. Purpose is development and implementation of additional educational program, collection and disposal of medical and pharmaceutical waste. Objectives: to teach students of Sechenov University to the problem of proper collection and disposal of medical and pharmaceutical waste in the process of professional activity in order to prevent the turnover of toxic materials, the spread of infectional disease. Materials and methods. The program was developed by us, secondary year students of specialty pharmacy, as well as the staff of three departments and Scientific Educational Research Center Pharma Premium of Institute of Pharmacy in February-May 2024. This online program is designed for students of four medical specialties and specialty pharmacy. The total duration of the program is 36 hours. In addition to theoretical lectures, the program shows the work of a real Russian plant for processing medical and pharmaceutical waste. The content of the program is built according to the modular principle. The program contains three main modules. Each module includes several topics. Each topic consists of studying theory, performing tests and solving problems, and studying additional relevant materials. Students and teachers of Sechenov University record 19 lectures and 3 videos from the waste recycling plant. The average time of the program lectures is 20 minutes. Psychologists believe that this is the time in which sustained attention is maintained, giving stable result in learning the material. The knowledge assessment system includes 20 test questions for each topic. Results: the working program is approved and implemented in the educational process according to the result of the methodical council. The program was implemented in Sechenov University. 306 people were trained under the program. 271 students successfully passed the final test. Conclusion: the creation of the program was activity supported by students, students' organization and staff of Sechenov University. The program has been restarted from the 29th of October to 11th of November of this year. The environment shouldn't get sick after your recovery. Thank you for your attention.